Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, parents who rely on Barnardo's have told the children's charity that they are eating smaller or fewer meals to make sure that their children don't go hungry. Barnardo's says it is expecting a surge of nearly 60% in demand for child food supports in the coming months as a result of the pandemic. Well, Suzanne Connolly is the CEO of Barnardo's and she joins us now on the line. And Suzanne, I know you've had some parents, as I said, tell you they're actually cutting down on their meals to make sure that they have enough food for their children. It's a devastating situation for any parent. And I think it's also a really shocking situation that we would be in this situation, you know, in what is meant to be a developed first world country, that parents would be in that situation. Is it common?
Well, it's just to say it is very shocking and very sad, actually, that we are in this situation, given that we are a wealthy country. What we've discovered in Barnardo's is that the families that we're now having access to our services are families who would never have come to our services before. They're families who have suddenly found themselves receiving the pandemic unemployment benefit and just are having real difficulty making ends meet. And we had one family in particular who said to us, you know, we don't even know how to tell our children, but we really do need some food and we need some support. So we just said, we will get that for you. And that's what we did. No questions asked, really. And we think that's really important because families are struggling enough without having to worry about how their request for help will be received.
So you're saying you're expecting a surge of about 60% in demand for food supports in the coming months. And is that largely related to what you're talking about there? People who would never have found themselves in this situation before, now on the pandemic unemployment payment, in a number of those cases, or in most of those cases, I think, would have seen their income halved with the same bills coming in the door.
Exactly. We would see that it'll be some new referrals of families that would never have thought of needing a Barnardo service, and also some families who would have worked with us before coming back to us and saying, now we need your help, we're really, really struggling. And then there will be the families that Barnardo's has always needed to provide support to, who are dealing with issues, what we call the toxic three, where there could be parental mental health, there could be domestic violence, there could be substance misuse. And we've always provided food support to those families, and it's always been available very easily in our centres. They can just come to our centres and they know where the food press is. But what we've found now is that through other organisations knowing about Barnardo's having food available, that families hear through word of mouth as well about what we can provide, and they just contact us. And some of it's not just food. I mean, some of it's for toilet paper and sanitary things, you know. So it's really basic what the need is out there.
And do you think there's a stigma attached to all of it then that would prevent some people looking for help, people who aren't used to using your service or needing help, coming and looking for the help?
Well, what we're really hoping is me going out on programmes like this and talking about it will remove some of that stigma by saying there's others in the same boat. And we also are really positive about the partnership with Aldi in that regard. I mean, Aldi is a household name. They're a very positive family business, as we would see it. And also they have great things like the Super Six, which says that all families need to have accessible, affordable, nutritious food. And just some families need that more than others because of their income situation. So we're hoping to reduce that sense of shame by saying, in fact, it's very courageous to come and look for help when you need it. To be able to look for help and receive help, you're doing that for you, for themselves and their children. We think that's fantastic. And so that's the message that we want to get out there. You know, no, of course it isn't easy. But there, but for the grace of God, go any of us, actually, unfortunately,
well,
if
indeed,
we happen to be
seen,
in a certain type of job.
As you say, if you happen to be in a certain type of job and it's gone as a result of the pandemic, there you go. In terms of this number of 60% increase that you're expecting in food supports, will you, as a charity, have the resources to provide or to meet that demand?
Well, we really hope so. This partnership with Aldi is really going to help. We also connecting with Food Cloud, who have been always a really good supporter of Barnardo's. And we know the public are very generous. They always have been. And we know as the public and those in the public who are lucky enough to have jobs, who are doing well, will be generous towards organisations like Barnardo's who do need their help and support, so we can give the help and support to people who really need us.
Mm. I know you've been following the Marcus Rashford issue in the UK. That's the Man United footballer. He's really caused quite a storm on social media because he's been calling for free school meals for children over the school holidays there. Although when you look at some of the comments on Twitter, it really does seem some people struggle to believe that food poverty is a real issue.
I think some people do, and I think there are probably people who've had very materially privileged lives themselves, and also people who only look within their own small network in terms of not understanding the real need out there. I mean, if you look in the UK, it's a really unequal society. There's real deprivation. I worked in the UK for quite a while, so I'm very familiar with the system out there, and I think it is fantastic that a key footballer is speaking for the needs of the vulnerable and those who can't speak for themselves because they're not listened to. Mm. And also in Barnardo's, we feel it's really important that the government school meals programme is rolled out to schools other than just DESH schools, because we know that half of the children who live in deprivation don't attend a DESH school. Now, we really welcome the fact the government has introduced hot school meals as well to 35,000 children. We'd like that to be increased, because the more that you can provide food on a universal basis, the more you're going to ensure that you meet the needs of all the children who may not get that hot meal without that freely available meal available in a very easy way in a school context.
If people are listening then this evening and Suzanne, and they're in a situation like you have described where they're finding it difficult to put food on the table or have other household items in the house, what do they do? What would you advise them to do? And how? What can they expect if they call Barnardo's?
Well, we would ask them to call the parent support line that we have open from 10 until 2, and they'll see the number for that on our website. That's if they're not near a Barnardo service, and we'll do everything we can to ensure that they get the help that they require. If they're not near, if they're not living in a Barnardo's service area, we will make sure that we contact another agency who's able to provide them the support that they need.
Okay, and it's not even just food supports, it's you help families with issues around poor parental mental health, for example, and other issues as well.
Exactly. And maybe it may be parents who are really struggling because they're in a very difficult relationship at the moment and they need some support. We do that. Or parents who are really trying to stay on the straight and narrow, having, you know, having a history of substance misuse. So whatever parents need, we really do try and help them, because we know the parents really want to be there for their children in what is a very difficult time for all families, but particularly more difficult for families with extra challenges in their lives.
Okay, Suzanne Connolly, CEO of Barnardo's, thank you very much for joining us this evening.